So that's a glimpse into the policy priorities of average Americans. But in the State of the Union tonight, President Obama will make the case to the nation for his legislative agenda. And at the state level, advocacy groups are also trying to transform politics. Much of the activity in these political is done by these political nonprofits, and they don't have to publicly disclose their donors. Much of that activity is coming from the left, not the right. And instead of TV ad campaigns, the work is largely happening online and on the ground. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network reports on what now feels like a perpetual campaign.
I'm standing in the lobby of the Vance building in downtown Seattle looking at the tenant list, and it is a who's who of, quote, progressive nonprofits. In fact, you might think of this building as the headquarters of the progressive movement in Washington. Up on the third floor of this building, you'll find the most visible member of this network, an organization called Fuse Washington.
Okay, so the Dream Act, which would allow undocumented students.
On this day, nearly a dozen young staffers crowd around a table in a cramped conference room. Field director Aaron Hike updates the team on one of Fuse's top priorities this legislative session, passage of the so-called DREAM Act to give state college aid to undocumented high school grads. It passed the Washington House with overwhelming bipartisan support on day one of the session.
We did a Facebook share on it that got 14,000 views and 121 shares. To kind of continue the momentum for the Senate, we're going to be doing an email on it today.
The plan is to keep the pressure on Senate Majority Leader Rodney Tom, a conservative Democrat, to allow a vote on the DREAM Act in the state Senate.
We don't really care what the letter is after somebody's name, right? We care about their values and their willingness to lead on behalf of ordinary people.
Aaron Ostrom is the executive director of Fuse. The nonprofit is set up as a 501c4 social welfare organization that doesn't have to disclose its donors. It's part of a network of left-of-center nonprofits, most created in the last 5 to 7 years in Washington state. They include think tanks, a candidate recruitment and training organization, and even a bus that goes around the state to register and mobilize young voters.
There's nothing, you know, mysterious about this.
Nick Hanauer is a Seattle venture capitalist and prominent political donor. He was one of the early contributors to what became the Progress Alliance of Washington, funded by very successful, even wealthy liberal activists. The alliance is also housed in the Vance building in downtown Seattle.
Simply a group of people who share a vision about the kind of politics we want, the kind of state we want, working together to, you know, organize those efforts.
Over the last 8 years, they've given about $8 million to seed and support this network of progressive nonprofits. Because the Progress Alliance is also a nonprofit, it too doesn't have to publicly disclose its donors. Hanauer says the alliance is not using its IRS status as a way to conceal the identity of the funders.
Until the rules change, and we'd be very supportive of those rule changes, you know, we're playing the game by the rules that have been defined.
This model, deep-pocketed funders, a network of nonprofits, and a goal of long-term progressive change, is widely credited with starting in Colorado in 2004. In fact, there's a book about it called The Blueprint, How the Democrats Won Colorado and Why Republicans Everywhere Should Care. Rob Whitwer co-authored the book.
This is the elephant in the room that doesn't disclose its presence.
Whitwer is a former Republican state lawmaker in Colorado. He says the Colorado model has now been replicated in some form in nearly 24 states. He says it's all about political infrastructure.
Political infrastructure is the blocking and tackling of politics. These are the functions that used to be performed by the party and are now being done by a network of nonprofit organizations.
Someone who's closely watched the rise of this network in Washington state is Randy Pepple. He managed Republican Rob McKenna's unsuccessful bid for Washington governor in 2012 and is quite familiar with Fuse Washington.
Well, Fuse's primary responsibility was to be out there attacking Rob McKenna every day and to try to carry the theme that Rob McKenna was not who he said he was.
In fact, in 2012, Washington voters not only elected Democrat Jay Inslee governor over Republican Rob McKenna, they also upheld same-sex marriage and legalized marijuana. The voter database that helped make that happen is run by yet another nonprofit social welfare group called Win-Win Action, I asked Executive Director Dana Laurent,
is this a vast left-wing conspiracy to take over the state?
It's a vast left-wing conspiracy to make people's lives better. But, you know, seriously, you know, all of the organizations that sit around the win-win table are nonpartisan organizations. So this is definitely not a wing of the Democratic Party.
But the Democratic Party may soon benefit from Laurent's experience inside Washington's Progressive Network. She's currently a top contender to become the next chair of the Washington State Democratic Party. Meanwhile, Pepl, the Republican consultant, recently launched his own 501c4 nonprofit called Shift Washington. For Here and Now, I'm Austin Jenkins in Seattle.